You're listening to The Takeaway on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. Good morning. Some immigrant women come to New York under false promises of employment and then find themselves trapped in sex work against their will. Now, the New York State Legislature has passed a bill that would let victims of human trafficking clear prostitution charges off their records. This is the first in the nation. Sienna Baskin is a staff attorney with the Sex Workers Project at the Urban Justice Center, and she joins us now. Sienna, good morning.
Thanks for having me.
So why wouldn't police first try to help a woman forced into prostitution rather than charge her with a crime?
Unfortunately, under our current system, police and the criminal justice system in general treat victims of trafficking into prostitution as criminals. And there aren't a lot of programs set up to screen people arrested for prostitution to see if they might be involved in a trafficking situation. Our clients often don't trust the police or might be afraid that interacting with them might lead to deportation or immigration consequences, and they might even be coached by their traffickers not to tell the police the truth and are afraid of further violence by their traffickers if they do.
Now, if police aren't helping the women, and if, let's say, they get arrested for prostitution and then they get set free, don't they just go back to their trafficker or their abuser?
Unfortunately, yes, that's usually the case. They are processed through the system really quickly, often plead guilty to whatever crimes they're being charged with, and end up back in the hands of their traffickers. Most of the women that come to us have actually left on their own through their own resources or through the help of a Good Samaritan or even another sex worker that was not trafficked but that they met through their work.
So I understand the New York bill is the first in the nation, and now the State Department has just acknowledged for the first time that human trafficking is a problem here in this country. Why has it taken so long?
We think this is a really good sea change on this issue. There's some new leadership in the Trafficking in Persons Office at the Department of State that is really approaching this from a more holistic point of view. And we see this new bill in New York as really filling a gap in the New York anti-trafficking law that was passed in 2007. That is a good comprehensive law, but didn't offer this remedy to survivors of trafficking. And it's really an important remedy for them to move forward and achieve safe and stable lives.
Now, how would this law work? I mean, now the police would actually have the responsibility of kind of recognizing if this is a trafficking case, right?
Well, the law actually allows people, even after they've been convicted, to go back to the criminal court and have their convictions vacated. So have sort of the time rewound to before they pled guilty or before they were convicted. So it's really helpful to people who even maybe were trafficked a long time ago and now are seeing barriers to getting employment, getting mainstream work, getting housing, getting immigration status. It allows them to clear up those barriers.
So how do you distinguish, though, between prostitution that kind of comes from human trafficking, immigrants who are brought to this country illegally, versus other kinds of prostitution where there are also, you know, kind of elements of coercion and abuse there? Should there be legislation that kind of decriminalizes other kinds of prostitution as well?
Well, this bill would actually help anyone who's been coerced into prostitution. So it wouldn't only help immigrants. It would help people who are U.S. citizens who found themselves in working under coercive circumstances. And we're really hoping that the availability of this remedy will cause more people to come forward. But we do work with sex workers who were never worked under anyone and were never in a coercive situation but did face a lot of violence, maybe from clients or from strangers or even from police in the course of doing sex work. And we're always looking for remedies for them as well.
Sienna Baskin is a staff attorney for the Urban Justice League, and she works with the Sex Workers Project. Thanks so much, Sienna.
Thank you.